Coast Radio News for Tuesday, March 10th, 2020. I'm George Henry. A letter directed to students, family, and staff at Cayuga Law Schools went out yesterday to update what is being done regarding the potential for a coronavirus outbreak. The letter, sent out by Cayuga Law School Superintendent Andy Gris-Koyak, says that the district is working closely with local health officials and emergency responders. It also says that those who are experiencing a fever, cough, or shortness of breath should remain home until they are symptom-free for at least 24 hours. Both Cayuga Law and Mapleton school districts are currently meeting weekly on Tuesdays with representatives from the City of Florence, Peace Health, Florence PD, Cayuga Valley Fire and Rescue, and Western Lane Ambulance. Currently, the Oregon Health Authority is reporting that as of last night, there were no new cases of the virus to report and that 52 patients are awaiting results from tests. 165 samples have tested negative for COVID-19 and 14 tests were positive. Locally, some organizations are opting to cancel events that were planned. Shorewood Senior Living canceled a bingo event scheduled for March 17th due to the risks. The City of Florence is considering adopting new floodplain maps that have been drawn by FEMA. According to City Manager Aaron Reynolds, the maps update some of the areas along the coastal area in Cayuga River. Reynolds says new technology helps to give a clearer picture of the areas that could be affected by a flood or a tsunami.
There were some that just were made much more clear. It was hard to tell on antiquated technology. The federal government is able to use top-notch mapping from satellite imaging.
The new maps will make it easier for homes and businesses in the floodplain to obtain mortgages and insurance. The City of Florence has received a grant to increase DUII enforcement patrols for the upcoming St. Patrick's Day on March 17th. Florence Police Department, along with other law enforcement entities, will be out in force on the holiday to ensure drivers are not impaired when they get behind the wheel. The funds are administered through Oregon Impact. Lane County will be holding a special meeting on March 18th at Cayuga Valley Fire and Rescue's main station. The meeting is to get feedback on whether or not Lane County should continue to maintain the North Jetty Park or even acquire the park. Lane County has been maintaining the park since last July. County officials say that since taking over maintenance, they have improved beach access as well as improved the parking lot. The meeting will be from 6 to 7:30 Wednesday evening, March 18th. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, March 10th, 2020.